This is Detroit's classic rock station, WCSX. WCSX HD1, Birmingham, Detroit. A Beasley Media Group station. Morning. Welcome to Big Jim's house with Big Jim O'Brien, Aaron V, and producer Ryan.
Hey, would somebody let Tito out?
Yeah, we can do that. A little wet this morning in the Motor City. I hope it didn't fireworks tonight, right? Yeah, fireworks tonight downtown.
Yeah, they're saying 9:55, and hopefully the rain whips through earlier.
Nah, thunderstorms and fireworks, very, very frightening.
No.
I'm all jacked up. I went to get coffee this morning, fill up my truck with some gas on the way into work. The coffee machine wasn't working at the gas station I stopped at.
Oh, I hate that.
So to the left of it was the cappuccino machine. Do you know what I'm talking about? The thing that just makes vanilla cappuccinos?
You mean sugar?
Oh, my God. I've never had one of those. Heart's coming out of my mouth. I mean, I'm like driving to work. I'm just like singing along with the radio. I'm by 7:30, I'll be in a fetal position in the corner. But wow, how do you drink those every day? Woo!
You can't.
So good, though. So good.
They are good, but it is like 100% just
There's
sugar.
There's no calories, right? Those are calorie free?
Yeah, it's like 1,600 calories for one cup.
Why are you telling me this?
Because it's Monday.
Damn it. All right, what's coming up in sports?
Before we get to sports, though, we do have a highway closure already this morning. Yep. Eastbound M14 just after 94. All lanes are closed right there at exit 1 due to a crash. It looks like they're trying to get it cleared out of there, though.
Okay.
All right, sports. No love for the Tigers in Cleveland. Michigan rolls on to the College Baseball World Series. And NASCAR says goodbye to a longtime broadcaster.
No more picking boogities.
Aw.
That was creepy. Never mind. Yeah, it's the coffee.
Here's another CSB.
All right, coming up in just a second, something you have never heard before, and the world has never heard before, from a whale. This is not a joke. It's actually very cool. We'll play for you in a second. You said there was a freeway closure this morning, though, right?
Yep, we do have some problems. It's eastbound M14 after 94. All lanes are currently blocked due to a crash, so that exit 1 right there. And then also eastbound M14 at Miller Road, exit 2, the exit ramp is closed. Eastbound M14 Main Street, the entrance ramp from Main Street to eastbound M14 is closed because of that. And then eastbound M14 at Barton Drive. So that's all from this one accident.
All right, we'll keep an eye on that for you. 6:21 this morning, rain. Yeah, it could affect the fireworks. So hopefully be out of here before the fireworks go off downtown a little before 10 o'clock. All right, the right whale. There's only 30 of them left in the world. That's it. They finally, though, got their song. They recorded them. They've been trying for years to do this. I don't know about you, but I think whales are just amazing to watch. I mean, you'd sit there and watch videos and stuff and get to see them and stuff. I had the honor once in the Navy. We had a whale bump up against our submarine.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it was kind of neat. We did. It came with a, hey, baby, what you doing? Like, no. I don't even want to know what could happen next. Anyway, once you listen closely, this is really one of the songs that a right whale sings. It's singing. Now,
it kind of sounds like a heartbeat.
Listen to it again. I think we're onto something here. That's it singing through the water. Okay, so now we kind of know their rhythm, right? That they sing along.
Yeah.
You want to hear their mating song?
Okay.
This is the other one. Hold
on. All right, go for it.
Do we have that? Okay, on three. There's your nature corner in Big Jim. CSX Big Jim's house, 640. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan this morning. I have a question for everybody. No prize, just curious. What percentage of American women have gone on a date just for a free meal? 248-398-WCSX. What percentage of American women have gone on a date just to get a free meal?
So instead of a booty call, it's a foodie call?
Exactly. Look, you've even coined the phrase, foodie call. What percentage of American women have gone on a foodie call? Just go on a date to get a free meal out of it. 248-398-WCSX. Aaron?
I'm sure it's pretty high because I know a lot of broke chicks that'll spend all their money on shoes and then...
Are you talking about yourself?
No.
Okay, have you ever done a foodie call?
Probably back in the day, long time ago.
If you could have saw her head, you went almost entirely Exorcist in the studio. Your head spun around so far looking around.
No, I had to think about it. No, probably.
When you're young and just starting out, maybe you don't have a lot of money and someone wants to take you out for a nice dinner and you're like, I don't really like him, but I'd really like to go out and get a nice steak dinner. Is that wrong? I don't think that's wrong.
Well, it is because you're using people, but yeah.
Foodie, America, we use people all the time.
Foodie calls exist.
248-398-WCSX. We'll tell you next.
I'm going to say 62%.
You're way off. Way off.
What percentage of American women have gone on a date just for a free meal? Give me the number now. CSX Big Jim's house, 703. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. Some issues on the road this morning, Aaron?
Huge problems out in the Ann Arbor area. So eastbound M14 just after I-94 is completely closed due to a overturned semi and a fire. So then you have the Miller Road entrance ramp also closed, the Main Street entrance ramp closed, and also the Barton Drive entrance ramp closed.
All right. Coming up right around 720. Friday night, the last show at Pine Knob for Bob Seger. He did a song that I don't think he's ever done on tour before. Maybe he did it Wednesday night just for his wife, but on Friday night, he did it for an astronaut.
Really?
Oh, it's a great story. And we'll even take you to the sound check so you can hear him working it out.
Cool.
I may get in trouble for this, but we'll play it for you next. CSX Big Jim's house, 720. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. Issues on the roads this morning?
Big problems in the Ann Arbor area this morning. We do have a complete highway closure eastbound M14 just after 94. And because of that closure, so the entrance ramp from Miller Road is also closed. The Main Street entrance ramp is also closed. And the Barton Drive entrance ramp is also closed.
All right, coming up in just a minute here. It's back. Tickets at 30. Tickets at 30 for TNT. VIP passes for the Uncle Sam Jam. The Guess Who? Your favorite band. The
no
Guess
sugar
Who?
Tonight. Yep. I'm a coffee.
And Sugar Ray. So we'll be doing TNT. 7:30, 8:30, 9:30. All week. All right, you got that. Now, Bob Seger obviously wrapped up the show Friday night. His final performance at Pine Knob. It was pretty emotional. If you didn't see, I'm trying to find a picture of her. Barbara Payton, one of the backup singers, during the sound check, she brought out a box of Kleenex and put it by her left foot.
Aww.
Because they didn't, when he did Famous Final Scene, there were certain songs they were really concerned they were going to lose it on stage. It was had that kind of vibe to it, you know, the finality of it, I guess. But he did a song. Well, here it is.
Last night I saw you walking past my bed late at night. The moon shone through your gown. Such a fine memory.
What a beautiful song.
It is beautiful.
It's off Beautiful Loser. You want to go back and find it on vinyl from like 75. Now, Wednesday night, he had done this for his wife, Nita. But Friday night, he did it for a different person, and he kind of explained it. Now, if you want to see everything we're talking about and even see the live performance of it, we'll send it to you. The keyword is...
Fine.
Which makes sense.
We got a special guest in the crowd tonight. You might like this. His name is Drew Foyster, and his wife, Indy, is here. And Drew is the American commander of the International Space Station.
So he's the one, Bob has put up pictures of Drew Foystel, who's from Lake Orion, and they become buddies. And he did that song for him and his wife on Friday night. How cool is that?
That's amazing.
There's more to that story, though, because Drew listens to that song, Fine Memory, before he every time he goes into space. That's his getting ready song. When he's going to the launch pad, when he's going to train, whatever it is, that's the song he listens to. I got goosebumps every single time. That's why Bob did that for him.
That's wild.
This is the part I may get in trouble for. It was the sound check on Friday. And this is tell you, the sound check went over an hour and a half. And Bob was working on all the songs, obviously, to get them right. But this is kind of how hard they had to work this out.
Yeah, you got to remember, you got to leave those notes bare. Like, ding, 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 ding.
You're working it out?
There was a little sus there, you know? End of the song. And then the next thing, we're going right into da, 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 da. Okay. Yeah, all right, here we go.
Check this out.
Yeah,
That's from the sound check on Friday. How cool is that? And they worked on it so much. I just wanted to share that with you guys. We all did. Thank you for everything. For the summer of Seeger, the past 3 weeks was just so much fun, and that put a big old bow on it. Again, if you want to see all that, Ryan did a great job pulling all the videos together as well. We'll send it to you. The keyword is...
fine.
Tickets at 30. CSX Big Jim's house, Motley Crue, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, Connie Carr, and Troy won the zoo tickets. Her and her buddy Kim listen every day at Perry Johnson in Troy, and just a sweetheart. It was just an honor talking to her, man. Just no Monday in her at all, man. She's just feeling it. We'll do that again tomorrow at 7:45. All right. Issues on the road, right?
Yep. If you're just jumping in your car this morning, we have a big problem in the Ann Arbor area. Eastbound M14 just after I-94 completely shut down because of an earlier overturned semi. So the Miller Road entrance ramp also closed. The Main Street entrance ramp also closed to eastbound M14, as well as the Barton Drive entrance ramp.
I know that Matthew Smith of Channel 7 was tweeting out that he was down underneath because they had leaked down there as well. And he thinks on the Huron River that they were smelling gas.
Yeah, hazmat crew was out
already?
There.
Okay.
Yep.
We move on to fireworks tonight. Obviously, the big fireworks downtown Detroit. You got these storms rolling in. They should end around 9 o'clock. Tony Michael, the president, you know, you guys know who he is, the CEO of the parade company, said he's working with the weather guys very closely. Everything is a go right now. Everything is a go for tonight as planned. He'll be in close contact with all the local weather people during the day, and they look forward to a wonderful night. So as of right now, the fireworks are on, which is a great thing. It's always fun downtown.
9:55, I think, is the start time.
You got it. Absolutely. Now, when you're doing fireworks, safety first, right? Anyone has any fireworks stories, we love to hear them this time of year. You're always welcome to share them at 248-398-WCSX, unless you're Terry. What were they thinking? Seriously, what the hell are they thinking in this video? His name's Terry in the wheelchair. He's in a wheelchair. Now, the key word is...
move.
Right. They put him out by the fireworks with his wheelchair. Nobody must have checked the charge. There's no way they checked the charge on his wheelchair. So here it is. They got the big box of, you know, the big box of fireworks you get? Terry's right there with somebody else when they decide to light the fireworks off, unknowing that Terry's wheelchair is completely out of electricity.
Bang up, bang up. Bang up, Terry. When they reverse, Terry. Oh, Lord. Lord, Jesus. Ow, Lord. Oh, Jesus. What you doing, Terry, what's going on?
So wrong. Terry! Terry's fine, all right? Don't complain. Terry's fine.
I like the friend in the background trying to get close enough to move him, and he just gives up.
He's like, screw it. Terry's on his own right now. 248-398-WCSX. I know it's Monday. Damn it. I want to play that again.
Bang up, bang up. Bang up, Terry. Put it in reverse, Terry.
You can't.
Put it in reverse. Oh, Lord. Lord, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus. What you doing, Terry?
There it is. That laugh. Oh, my God. All right, we'll send it to you. You want to see the whole video. 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is...
move.
East side, west side, downriver. It's time for the Battle of the Burbs in Big Jim's house.
Night, Friday night, down at Comerica Park, the 35th anniversary of the 84 Tigers. We want to send these folks down there. Padres fan, whatever. We got our players on the phone for Burbs.
Yep.
Go!
All right, we got Dave representing Downriver, Andrew the west side, JJ the east side. Dave, if you know the answer, you will yell out down. Andrew, you will yell out west. JJ, you will yell out east. Do not answer until you're called upon, and make sure you're extra loud so Ryan can hear you.
Okay.
All righty, then. Question number one.
I'm telling you, you scare everybody with that teacher thing you do.
Well, I got to make sure everybody understands how this is all going
to
go down.
This is why we don't have nice things.
I'm being told what to do.
Right. See? Okay.
What did you just say? You like being told what to do?
I'm used to it.
Okay, so he's married. Moving forward.
Question number one. Lady Gaga and Christina Ricci are two of the names being floated to possibly play this Fleetwood Mac frontwoman in a new movie.
Down.
Go for it there, Dave.
Stevie Nicks.
That's right. Stevie Nicks.
All right, question number two. In the 1984 World Series, the Tigers played this Southern California team and won the championship.
East.
JJ.
JJ.
San Diego Padres.
Yes, they did. Yeah. Kurt Bavacqua and the rest of them. Why are we clapping for the Padres? Screw them. question number three, Aaron.
A choir from Detroit received an instant golden buzzer on this TV talent show featuring Flint native Terry Crews.
East.
JJ for the win.
America's Got Talent.
Oh. All right. So all three of you are going to the Tigers game on Friday night. But JJ, you're in the running for the grand prize package. You might get to actually do a Q&A with Trammell and Whitaker, and you'll be down in the dugout for the fireworks after the show on Friday night, all right?
Awesome.
Oh, and now we have to go Ethan.
Yeah, we need to get an east side, JJ.
The beef from the east.
Really? You guys are even changing now? I'm done with you people.
Nice job, east side. Today's winners in the Battle of the Burbs. Heard only in Big Jim's house on 94.7 WCSX.
Oh, don't go anywhere. TNT tickets at the 30s coming up. Oh, I don't know. Next. CSX Big Jim's house. It's Fleetwood Mac and Dreams. Stevie, obviously, and the lead vocals there. I know we were talking about this because you asked the question in your Battle of the Burbs about 20 minutes ago. They're working on a biopic of Stevie Nicks and Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, and they've been throwing names around who will play the character of Stevie Nicks.
The two that you asked in the question, Lady Gaga and
Christina Ricci.
Oh, the big bug-eyed, very pretty actress. Remember her from Adam's Family and stuff like that, and lots of other roles. All right, 248-398-WCSX. You guys have suggestions? Who would play Stevie Nicks? Because classic rock movies are everywhere. Who would play Stevie Nicks in a movie version about Fleetwood Mac?
It's a tough one.
The two names of you know are talking. The first one I thought of was Emma Stone. I know she has red hair now, but you put her in a blonde wig, she got those big eyes, the kind of the Stevie Nicks eyes. And don't laugh at me. Could Taylor Swift do this?
She could do it, but would she? She could do it, hands down.
I think Lady Gaga kind of opened the door for some of these singers now. Maybe kind of kick them in the butt. I'm really surprised Christina Aguilera hasn't done a movie. And I'm not being a smartass. I'm really surprised she hasn't done that.
Her name has been thrown around
for
this role as well.
What do you guys think? 248-398-927. I know something we're talking about on a Monday morning.
We still have that major freeway closure this morning, too, to remind you about if you're just leaving the house. Eastbound M14 in the Ann Arbor area just after 94. All lanes closed due to a semi rollover. Also, the Miller Road entrance ramp, the Main Street entrance ramp, and the Barton Drive entrance ramp are closed. And we also have a big problem right now on the east side, westbound 94, just after Cashew. The center lane is blocked due to a crash.
Ooh, Steven Tyler as Stevie Nicks.
Dude looks like a lady.
See? It works. CSX Big Jim's house, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. All right, tickets to 30 coming up. VIP passes for the CSX session at our Uncle Sam Jam. But coming up next.
Okay.
How do you forget? We all forget stuff. You forget things. I forget things.
I forget stuff every day.
Not like this.
Really?
There's never been I forgot story. Well, it involves hardware. CSX Big Jim's house with Jam, Aaron V, producer Ryan, Monday morning. Tickets 30 coming up next. VIP tickets for the Uncle Sam Jam. Who's playing there, Aaron?
My band, the Guess Who. No sugar tonight and my coffee. No sugar. Na-na-na-na-na.
It's kind of weird that you go no sugar tonight and then Sugar Ray's playing. So technically there's Sugar Ray in your coffee when you go to see. Anyway.
Oh, damn it.
We'll do that next. All right. We were just talking about things you forget. You know, we do it all the time, especially on a Monday morning. You do the pat down, right? And you go through your purse, probably make sure.
I'm a hot mess every day, but I understand.
A guy in Russia, this New York Post put the story in there. He had to go get something removed from his head. He went to the doctor complaining of hearing loss and headaches. An x-ray revealed he had a nail lodged in his brain. The man told the doctor he must have been drunk when he injured himself. He didn't remember doing it.
Wow.
So he forgot that he had a nail in his head.
How does that happen?
There's no way.
You didn't feel something and go, gee, what is this I feel on my head? Oh, my gosh, it's a nail.
Right. How do you not know you have a nail in your head? How drunk are you?
you're gotta be pretty hammered.
Although, when you're really drunk, what's another term for it?
You're nailed.
You're hammered.
Hammered.
Are you drunk now? What are you like? No. You're hammered.
No, the nailed part. Never mind.
Really? No. Expound on that, Aaron. I'm going to just listen for a second.
No, let's not. Let's just move on.
Nope, we're not going anywhere. She's blushing.
You get hammered and then.
Then what? Go ahead. You want to? No. Okay. Come on, kids, gather around the radio. And Aaron's going to explain something to you. All right, we'll be right back with tickets. CSX, Big Jim's house. All right, coming up next. Every person's nightmare when it comes to falling asleep on an airplane.
Uh-oh.
This is a real story. It is kind of scary. And then also, my hometown is the city of the week for our workforce city of the week. And where they're at this morning is a way not only can you have a good cup of coffee, but you can help out a great charity. We'll explain in a second. CSX, Big Jim's house. Wrapping up the show. We'll be back tomorrow with more TNT. Tickets at 30 for the Uncle Sam Jam. We're also going to talk. We got to talk tomorrow. We haven't had a chance to get to this. It's been so busy. All three of us have had the same problem involving our debit card.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Everybody's got a story about it. It is more common than you think. We'll get into that on Tuesday morning. But we do want to say hi to our Workforce City of the Week, which is my hometown, Waterford, Michigan. And this morning we're out at
the Coffee Bucket on Airport Road right there in Waterford. Greg, Michelle, Kim, and the whole crew are rocking out with CSX. And you mentioned not only can you get a good cup of coffee, but they also do something very cool.
Draw. You've seen these guys on TV and everywhere else. Greg Martin and with the work they do out there. Those buckets. You know the 5-gallon buckets you get from Home Depot or Lowe's?
Yeah.
Okay, what they've done is they fill them up with stuff for people who are in need during disaster situations. They've got toiletries in some of them and sundry items and patching for roofs and stuff. It fits in there perfectly. It's disaster relief at work. And when you go get a cup of coffee there, you're helping out Draw at the same time. So it's win-win-win all the way around. It's a very cool place.
Awesome.
Good coffee, too. Real quick note about the woman I was telling you about. She fell asleep in an Air Canada flight earlier this month.
Yeah.
Got left on the plane. So
where'd she end up?
They landed. She wakes up. It's a couple hours later. The plane is cold, dark, and parked. Her battery was completely dead. She managed to get the door open, use a flashlight to signal for help.
So you mean to tell me that a flight crew and a cleaning crew did not notice that this woman had fallen asleep on the plane?
Back to home in Toronto earlier this month. She visited a friend in Quebec. A short flight. She had an entire row to herself. She fell asleep, and they left her there.
That's a little terrifying.
She's still having, she's pretty traumatized by the whole thing. You can imagine, man.
Well, yeah, because I used to fall asleep in class all the time and wake up like in another class 3 hours later and people would just leave me there. But that's a little different.
We still do that at Capone's. Yeah, it's the same thing there. All right, we're done.
Always look on.
All right, Jolene's coming in next. Side of life. Hey, real quick plug for the garage page. There's a couple things up there. Talked to Alexander Rossi last night. And also, do you remember last year during the L.A., the big forest fires in California? The dude that drove his truck into the fire to get people and bring them back out? Flames are wrapping around the truck, burning the side of his Toyota truck?
Yeah.
Toyota went one better than just giving him a new truck. They did a paint scheme of the flames burning down the side of his truck.
That's cool.
It's on the garage page as well. We'll send you both links, 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is
garage. Have a great day.
Always look on the bright side of life.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.